Oklahoma school districts won't be able to automatically deduct teachers' union fees from their paychecks if Governor Mary Fallon signs a bill that was passed by the Senate last week. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, the legislation has drawn the ire of educators and some Republicans.
Tom Newell swears his bill isn't out to get teachers. The Republican from Seminole authored the House version, which he says prohibits public sector unions who collectively bargain against the state from withholding dues.
If you want to say this is anti-something, you can say it's anti-union, but it's not anti-teacher. If I wanted to go after teachers, there are teachers' groups in this state that are teachers' associations that do not collectively bargain. This bill does not affect them because they're not collectively bargaining.
It applies to two associations in particular, the Oklahoma Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers. But it doesn't touch other public sector unions like police and fire. And Newell says it doesn't restrict teachers' ability to join a union.
Any member that wants to join a union, they can fill out a simple automatic withdrawal from their paycheck, from their banking account, happen every month. And so it's not a huge hassle for the employer or for the employee, but it's just simply saying we shouldn't be in the business of filling those dues to the union.
We have differed with some of the legislators, and I think this is retaliation for that.
That's Linda Hampton. She's the executive director of the Oklahoma Education Association. They've sparred with legislators over issues like school vouchers, accountability standards, and high-stakes testing. She feels teachers are being unfairly singled out at the worst possible time. It's been 7 years since teachers have received a raise, and they won't be getting one this year.
So this was just sort of an insult to injury that not only are they not going to get a pay raise, which will now be 8 years, but they're also going to lose something as minor as an ability to payroll deduct their dues.
Newell says the paycheck withholdings are a subsidy because the state is doing something for the union, a payroll deduction that would normally cost the union time and money to do itself. And, of course, Hampton disagrees with that because she says it doesn't cost the state a dime. The bill passed the Senate last week by a vote of 27-16, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats to vote against it. Republican Ralph Shorty was one of those no votes.
We have said that this benefit of payroll deduction will be afforded to all of these groups that's been afforded to for years and years and years, but we've singled out teachers and said, except you guys.
The bill is similar to legislation in Wisconsin, where Governor Scott Walker has taken an aggressive approach against public sector unions. But Shorty says it's totally unneeded here in Oklahoma.
We don't have those kind of problems, but for some god-awful reason, we think that we need to out-Wisconsin Wisconsin. We're not there. We don't have those problems. So why are we creating a problem where one doesn't exist?
Despite criticisms from Shorty and a few other Senate Republicans, the state Republican Party has given its full support to the measure. So too has the Oklahoma Chamber, whose Vice President for Government Affairs, Jonathan Buxton, would like to see it expanded in future legislative sessions.
Whether they work for the state or they work for private employers, in the end, when it comes to paying union dues, that should be a check or a direct deposit that the employee works out on their own, not something that the employer has to serve as the collection agent for the union.
And the battle over payroll deductions could linger for a while. If Governor Fallon signs the bill into law, the American Federation of Teachers may file a lawsuit. For KGOU News, I'm Jacob McClelland.
And the Oklahoma Education Coalition holds a rally today at the state capitol to discuss Oklahoma's teacher shortage, state-mandated testing, and other education issues like payroll deduction with legislators. Speakers begin today at 12:30.